Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Live in Corporate is brought to you by Doximity. Doximity is committed to fostering an inclusive and diverse work environment where differences are valued, practices are equitable, and employees experience a sense of belonging that allows them to bring their full, authentic selves daily. As medicine's largest network, there's an elevated level of responsibility to everything we do. We don't take that responsibility lightly and are committed to working towards a more equitable world inside and beyond our virtual office walls. So if you want to learn more about Doximity, go to your app store and type in DOXIMITY. Again, that's DOXIMITY.
What's going on, Living Corporate? It's Tristan, and I want to thank you for tapping back in with me as I provide some tips and advice for professionals. Today, I want to discuss what to do when you regret quitting your job. The Great Resignation saw nearly 47 million people voluntarily quitting their jobs. While many were well thought out and planned resignations, some happened on the fly due to the fear of missing out. There were talks of attractive benefits available on the job market, including increased pay, better benefits, and working from home. But now we are seeing many people who regret resigning from their job, and they haven't been able to find new jobs and have no clue what to do next. So, here's my advice on what to do if you are in that situation. First, take this time to clarify your goals. Be honest with yourself about why you quit, what you want from your next job, and the skills you have that qualify you for those roles. From there, revamp your resume. Don't forget to tailor your resume to the roles you're seeking, but another essential step for those who quit during the Great Resignation is to figure out how they will explain the gap in their resume. If you've spent this time developing your skills, gaining certifications, or even caregiving, those can be great resume fillers and show that you weren't just sitting around. Also, utilize your cover letter to explain the gap. Next, warm up your network. According to PayScale, 85% of jobs are found through networking. Take this time to reconnect with your network through informational interviews and intentional communications on what type of work you are looking to do. Lastly, ask for your old job back. Sometimes you have to swallow your pride and ask for that old thing back. But before you do that, you must honestly answer some tough questions. Did you quit on good terms? Obviously, if you didn't, this could be an uphill battle and might not even be worth it. Why did you leave? If you quit because of FOMO, you'll have to convince your old employer that it won't happen again. But if you had a valid reason for leaving, what will be different this time if you go back? Is your old position even available? Talk to your old teammates or coworkers and look on the company's website to see if your role is still available. Do you have connections with the people you worked with? If so, you can use that to highlight how you can quickly acclimate back into the company culture. And the final question, do you really want to do this? No one can answer this question but you. Make that list of pros and cons. Really take the time to figure out why you quit, why you want to go back, what you're going to do differently, and what you might need from your old company to move forward. I will never advocate for anyone to stay at or return to a job that they really hated, but if you're going to quit, make sure your reasoning is solid and that you leave on good terms, just in case. This tip was brought to you by Tristan of Layfield Resume Consulting. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Layfield Resume, or connect with me, Tristan Layfield, on LinkedIn.
Living Corporate is brought to you by Textio. Today's top talent is everywhere, representing everyone. and our work environment should reflect the level of inclusion to meet that standard. Textio achieves this in building more equitable company cultures through the language we use in our job postings. That culture is formed one hire at a time, making the words we use to reach more diverse candidates all the more important. Our advanced language insights and employer brand content is what drives our mission of inclusion. Through our industry-leading application of artificial intelligence and machine learning, we're able to widen companies' reach in finding and building upon the very diverse talent that empowers a culture of belonging. Every door should be open to every qualified job seeker. Again, that's Textio.